Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. And before we get started, I'd just like to thank Gordon Bennett and Brian Green. What a great show on Jelly Roll Morton that we just heard. Also like to thank Dizzy Reese, who's providing the theme song for In Transition. That's Groovesville, and that's from Dizzy's album Afterbright. I believe it's called Afterbright on the Blue Note label, released back in the, I believe, late 50s, early 60s. This afternoon, we're going to listen to some post-World War II recordings from tenor sax great Illinois Jacquet. We also have some music starting off this afternoon from Klaus Ogerman, who was involved in the latest release from Diane Krall. He's the person who did the orchestrations for this beautiful, lush recording. We're going to listen to an album that he did in 1991, simply entitled Klaus Ogerman, and it features Michael Brecker. This is something called Adonia.
Thank you.
music from Klaus Ogerman and something called Adonia to start off this edition of In Transition. Illinois Jacquet was born in Broussard, Louisiana, October the 31st, 1922. He was the sixth and last child of Gilbert and Maggie Traden Jacquet. His siblings were Julius Isabel Lemon May and Russell Jacquet. While in high school, Illinois worked with the Bob Cooper Band, and then in 1937, he joined the legendary Euston-based outfit of trumpet player-vocalist Milton Larkin. Now, the Reed section of the Larkin Band boasted fellow alto sax great Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, as well as the tenor saxophone legend Arnett Cobb. And by the time that Illinois graduated from high school in 1939, he'd become completely enthralled with jazz, seeing the Basie Band with Lester Young and Herschel Evans when they were playing Euston had a powerful impact on his desire to become a professional musician. Later on, a jam session held after a Labor Day parade at the Black Musicians Union, Local 767, marked the beginning of a very close and enduring friendship between Illinois and Nat King Cole. We're going to listen this afternoon to quite a number of recordings that Illinois Jacquet did right after the war, the Second World War, namely between 1945 and 1950. And we're going to start off with something called Black Velvet. And this one features Russell Jacquet and Joe Newman on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, of course, Illinois on tenor sax, Maurice Simon on baritone and tenor sax, John Lewis on piano, who would later go on to fame and fortune with the modern jazz quartet, Al Lucas on bass, and the great Joe Jones on drums. Thank you. beautiful music from Czech bassist Miroslav Vitos, and that was from his album entitled First Meeting, released in 1980 but recorded in 1979 at Talent Studios in Oslo, Norway. Featuring John Sermon on soprano sax and bass, Kenny Kirkland on piano, and John Christensen on drums. You're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM. I'm Randy McElligott. The show is called In Transition, and we're serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. One of the great innovators in jazz has to be Ornette Coleman. We're going to listen to something from an album that he recorded for the Atlantic label entitled Ornette on Tenor. This album features Jimmy Garrison on bass, Ornette on tenor sax this time around, Donald Cherry on pocket trumpet, and Ed Blackwell on drums. And this is something that he calls Enfin. Music from Ornette Coleman with something called Enfin. We're going to go back to New York City now, May the 21st, 1947, and listen to some more music from Illinois Jacquette. This time around, we have Joe Newman on trumpet, Leo Parker on baritone sax, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. These recordings I'm going to play for you were originally done for the Apollo label, and we're going to listen to actually three, starting off with the alternate take to South Street Special. Then we'll listen to Diggin' the Count and Robin's Nest.
Thank you.
Originals from Illinois Jacquette, we heard Robin's Nest, Diggin' the Count, and South Street Special. And that was the special LP take of that recording. These recordings were done in 1947 and featured quite a few interesting musicians. We're going to continue now with some music, and actually this is going towards the other end of the spectrum. Some of the students coming out of the schools these days, we're going to be featuring some music this afternoon from some of the universities, and we're going to start off with New England Conservatory as well as the New York University as well, starting off with a band known as Chance, and we're going to listen to something called A Walk, City Lights. Then we're going to listen to Tim Burns from New York University and a composition he calls Bears.
Thank you.
Music from Tim Burns and something entitled Bears. Tim Burns hails out of New York University. And before that, Chance from the New England Conservatory and something called A Walk. I'd like to bring up something now before we go on to our next artist. This past week, we had some technical difficulties here at the station, and we were off the air for almost 3 days. And it just made me realize how important this station is to the community and how it fills a gap in terms of the ethnic diversity that we have here at the station. And not only that, but the hours and hours of dedication that goes into each and every show here at the station, the volunteers that come in and specialize in their own kind of music or talk, certainly makes CHUO a unique voice in the Ottawa area. And I just want to say that it's very, very nice to be back on the air. And I really hope this never, never, ever happens again. We're going to continue now with some music from Hal Crook from his album Hello Heaven. This is something called Angel's Dance. It's released on the Omnisound jazz label. It was released in 1981, and it features Hal on trombone, Bill Dobbins on piano, Chuck Israels on bass, and Phil Woods is on alto sax.
Thank you.
You're listening to CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. talk about two people that were meant for each other. What an incredible duo. Jim Hall on guitar and Ron Carter on bass, and that was Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads from 1982, recorded at the Village West in New York City. And before that, we heard Hal Crook and something called Angels Dance. We're going to listen to some music now from Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander, and this is from his album entitled Jamboree, and we're going to listen to something called Crying.
Well, it's bye, 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 baby, goodbye. Well, it's bye, 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 baby, goodbye.
This is music from Nappy Brown, Bye Bye Baby.
Well, it's hard to believe that you're leaving, but it's such a part of the game. Well, it's hard, oh so hard, just believing that you'd leave my hungry and pain. But you're leaving, but it's such a part of the game. Well, it's hard, oh so hard, just believing that you'd leave my hungry and pain. But if you should change your mind,
What a beautiful piece of music from Monty Alexander. That's something that he calls crying. And before that, Bye Bye Baby from Nappy Brown, a rather obscure vocalist, but certainly one that's very interesting to listen to. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to go back to Illinois Jacquette, the year 1946 this time around, and we're going to listen to three more numbers, starting off with Minor Romp, Barry's Blues, and Jumpin' at the Apollo. And these feature such musicians as Emmett Barry on trumpet, Bill Doggett on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, borrowed from Basie's band, John Simmons on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums, Ray Perry on alto sax, Trummy Young on trombone, Denzel Best also on bass on a couple of the numbers coming up in this next set. So let's get started with Minor Romp, which is also known as Jacquette and Coat. Then we'll follow that with Barry's Blues, which is also known as Illinois Blues. And then we'll conclude with Jumpin' at Apollo. Thank you. music from Illinois Jacquette from 1946, and we just heard Jumpin' at the Apollo, Barry's Blues, and Minor Romp. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going back to the mid-60s now, Las Vegas at the Tropicana. Buddy Rich was cooking really, really hot. We're going to listen to something called Winning the West, and this is from his album, Keep the Customer Satisfied. Music from the CCM Jazz Chamber Ensemble. They're from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and we heard something called Umezu. And before that, Buddy Rich from his album Keep the Customer Satisfied and Winning the West. Well, here's some music from Billy Joel, New York State of Mind, something that he's been playing quite often, actually, since the September 11th tragedies. This time around, we're going to listen to Mel Torme's version, a beautiful, beautiful, exquisite version of this Billy Joel classic. This is from 1982, Live at Marty's, and it features such musicians as Janis Ian, Jerry Mulligan, Cy Coleman, plus a host of others. This is Mel Torme on In Transition.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, have a flight to Miami or to Hollywood. I'm taking a Greyhound down the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I made it to Mozambique, climbed a mountain peak, drove a racing car, made plans for Tahiti, but that's way too far. My heart's in Mother Gotham, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or around Riverside. I don't have any reason, I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Ba 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 we ba da 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 do New York. Ba ba dee da da dee da da New York. Ba ba da we do 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 do. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Well, it comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or around Riverside. I don't have any reason, I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Yeah, I'm taking a greyhound down the Hudson River. La ga ga ba 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 ba. Cause I'm in a New York, I'm in a New York state of mine. I'm in a new, I tell you, I'm in a New York, a New York state of
thank you.
Music from Larry Willis from his album Inner Crisis. We just heard something called Journey's End. And before that, we heard some music from Mel Torme from 1982 with Billy Joel's New York State of Mind. And that's from his album Live at Marty's. Here's some music from Barry Phillips from his album 3 Day Moon. And it features Dieter Fichtner on synthesizer, Trilla Gertu on tabla and percussion, Terje Ripdale on guitar, and Barry Phillips on bass. And this is something called SC and W. Thank you. music from Barry Phillips on CHUO-FM and something called SCNW. We're going to play a little bit of Chet Baker here before wrapping things up this afternoon. And this is something from the mouth of this great trumpet player called On the Street Where You Live. Music from Chet Baker, a composition entitled On the Street Where You Live. Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, Osmond Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.